You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and thanks to the counter-revolution coming to Australia, we will soon be bombarded with some of the most talented rock acts in the world. And this band is a great example of that talent. They are Go Radio, and joining me on the line is Matt. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, Matt, where does the name Go Radio come from, and why did you guys choose it for your band?
Go Radio actually has no super important meaning. When this band was forming in 2007, Jason and I kind of just talked about having a project, and he was like, oh, I have a name saved up that I've been wanting to use. It's called Go Radio. And I was like, all right, that's interesting. Yeah, we'll just call it that for now, and then that's fine. And then from there, we kind of just got married to it and didn't want to change it, and it kind of has a bunch of different implications that people try to ponder and figure out, but basically it just has a nice ring to it, and it's just something that we started calling the project, and basically this started from a very small project, so to keep that feel to it was pretty nice for us.
For people who are unfamiliar with Go Radio, how would you define yourselves and your music?
I'll tell you, when people ask us what kind of music we are, we always say, we consider ourselves honest rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, that's a bit vague, don't you think? And to be honest, it's very specific for us, because we as a band write music and put lyrically into our songs things that matter to us. Musically, we write music that we would like to hear, and the songs are about things that affect us, not just, boys and girls and breakups and stuff like that. We write about, life and death and the process of living and all the things that affect and things that are affecting our lives and things that need to be celebrated out of our lives. So we just say, honest rock and roll.
You guys, you released your first album, Lucky Street. That came out earlier this year, and you've decided to release a deluxe edition, which will be coming out on October 25th. How will the deluxe edition differ from the first release?
The deluxe edition is pretty cool. We decided to do that because as much content is on Lucky Street, we felt like there was there was some more that people could hear. So on that, we're doing a piano version of a song off of our EP, Do Over and Second Chances. We're putting a demo for Goodnight Moon on there. We're putting a demo for Any Other Heart, and just kind of trying to give the fans who want the record to have as much of Go Radio, much as understanding of Go Radio as they can, because, we're the type of band who likes to get hands-on and interact with people who like our music, so we internally like to give them as much that they can possibly get.
Matt, what's been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best moment in the band, I think it's just currently, I think we're really happy with where we are. We're excited to come to Australia. We're excited that we just got done with Warped Tour. We're excited to be releasing a deluxe record of a record that we just put out in March. And, it's good because it kind of accompanies the worst moment. The hardest part of Go Radio was, when we first started and we decided to make it a thing, it was hard. It was hard. There's a lot of people that just didn't believe. There's a bunch of adversity. We went through a couple of lineup changes, management change, all these things, just because we knew we had it in us, and we could get to some point where we'd be proud. And I know it's safe to say that each one of us is proud with the work Go Radio has done and how far we've come, just as a band and as musicians.
You guys have come pretty far. What can we expect from Go Radio in the years to come?
Oh, hopefully sky's the limit. That's our goal, We started this when Jason and I started this band, right out the gate, the intention was to take it as far as we could. And so, we're all on the same page. We all work hard writing and touring and doing as much as we can. So as far as the next couple of years, I could only hope and be positive in thinking that, we'll be growing even more and exponentially further on and further on,
Matt, Go Radio, you'll be coming here for the counter-revolution. How excited are you guys to be performing for your Aussie fans?
Oh, 100 out of 100 excited. We're very excited. When the original thing got canceled, and then it was a big letdown, because we really wanted to come to Australia, because, we've gotten a massive fan feedback when they first, you know, when, you know, since they told us that people heard that we're going to be coming to Australia. And, you know, honestly, we don't know how well we do over there because we've never been over there. But we're excited to come and meet new fans and play for a brand new audience, because we kind of pride ourselves in our live show and our music, and you know, no one in Australia has seen us play unless they've seen us in America. So we are 100% excited to expand and get to Australia and play for some fans.
Now, Matt, we can't wait to see you. But for people who aren't familiar with Go Radio, what would you say to them to get them to come and see you play at the Counter Revolution?
I would say that. Personal guarantee that they won't be disappointed. If they're even a little bit curious about Go Radio, or if they're just interested in rock and roll, then I have a 100% guarantee that they will not be disappointed, because we take pride in what we do. We take pride in our live show. We put 100% of ourselves on that stage, and we leave with nothing left. We put it all out there, and people respond to that. People get that. The emotionality is high, and the energy is high. And yeah, definitely, if you're even curious about Go Radio, you need to come check it out.
Well, Matt, we're going to be there at the Counter Revolution, and we're going to hold you to that guarantee. Thank you for being on the show, and have fun.
Yeah, please do. Please hold me to the guarantee. I'll tell you what, come up to me afterwards if I've disappointed you, and just let me know right now. Be like, oh, you let me down. I would just like to know.
If security lets us through, I will come and tell you how it was. Thank you very much for being on the show, Matt.
Sure.